Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to another one of our weekly podcasts. Except this week it wasn't weekly, it was like it was two in a week.
Yeah, two in a week because love
busted.
Putting out content.
I enjoy putting out content with you. Like I look forward to things that we can put out. Like I like the games that me and you play on the phone together.
Yes,
like
of course.
I love doing that. It's so much fun.
It is great.
We should make that a separate segment. That we'll do that like middle of the week when we're thinking.
Yes.
Okay, so it is your turn to introduce today's topic.
Ooh, spicy. Okay, I'm done. So today's lovely topic is double standards, basically, between boy groups and girl groups.
Right.
Like, why boy groups can do certain things and girl groups can't, or the pressure that's on girl groups and may not be on boy groups, or vice versa.
And then also, I think within that topic in and of itself, the difference in the music videos, because I was talking to you about this like on when I was walking here, and it's seeing them back to back, it was like, oh, wait.
Yeah, they are extremely different.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot of things that separate boy groups.
Right. But then also, if you realize, like, even this is what I want to start with, during concerts or fan meets, sometimes some of the boy group members will dress up like girls and do the girl songs, but they won't do it the other way around.
Well, Twice is an exception
because
no,
when
wait,
you
not Twice. What am I doing? Twice, Mamamoo.
They
had a whole envy where Moonbyul, Hwasa, and Huyun all dressed up as boys.
Okay. No, I was going to say, because if it was Twice would be the exception to that, with being said that most of JYP's, you know, groups are boy groups.
Right. I mean, Twice does, you know, dance to some boy groups.
Right, but, like, it's not something, like, you see. Like, even at KCON, we got Felix dancing to What Is Love.
Right.
I mean, it was beautiful. I loved it. It was great. But
a lot of girls don't actually dance to boy groups. And I guess that's, I hate to say this, but like, I guess it's to keep their femininity. Is that the right word?
No, yeah, that's the right word. Femininity is the right word.
Okay. I mean, there's just as much toxic femininity as there is toxic masculinity.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is with boy groups is that toxic masculinity isn't a thing. Really.
Right. Or at least, at least it's not a shown thing.
Right. Like, most idols, I'd say, are very comfortable with their sexuality and who they are.
Right.
Like, you see a lot of K-pop boys who aren't afraid to kiss their members or whatever.
Oh yeah,
because even if they're straight, Heechul is a great example. He's straight. He has been on multiple, you know,
right?
Like, he's done multiple things with women, like, but yet he's not afraid to kiss.
Oh, not at
men.
All. Not at all. I think that they did that on Men on a Mission, didn't they? It was Heechul and another member from a boy group, and they were standing in front of each other, and the other one whose name I don't remember who it is, but he went up to Heechul really close, or vice versa, I can't remember, and it was like whispering in his ear. And
that was on Knowing Bros.
On Netflix, it's called Men on a Mission. That's why I always get confused. It's We, like, for the most part, we know it as Knowing Bros. When you look on Netflix, it's called Men on a Mission.
Right. Okay. But I'm in Hyunnim, it's Knowing Bros.
Yeah.
Sorry, but it's Knowing Bros. Yeah, and it was Daehui from 101.
Okay.
Heechul leaned in, and he said, and he was whispering in his ear, it was like a challenge or something. He was like,
I have those rumors about me as well.
Right, yeah. He's like, you know, I have rumors about me liking men or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And basically he leaned back and it was like, yeah, I also have those about me.
Yeah.
So, like, there's plenty of boy groups. But they're not to say that girl groups don't kiss each other, because
twice is 100% a perfect example for that, because they are not afraid of it whatsoever.
Twice is out here. Twice, Mamamoo, they're out here.
Yep.
Like, they don't kiss.
It's like, okay, you have to kiss your member. Where? What do you mean, where?
They're like, what do you want? Lips, cheek, forehead?
Yeah,
like,
take your pick.
I can do it all. Where?
I just even in among, like, it's funny, like, because when you talk about, like, how a lot of the men are, like, really, they're okay with the skinship because they're comfortable with themselves. When you look even, like, at GOT7 and BTS, they're comfortable with themselves, but they're like, no, don't touch me. I could pick maybe 3 to 4 members of BTS who would openly be like, no, come here, I want to cuddle. Like,
Jimin, J-Hope, and, like, Jungkook.
Oh, no. I was, I had Jungkook, Tae, Jimin, and then Jin.
Oh, Jin?
Because I feel like J-Hope, as open as he is, and, like, he's always, like, he wants to hug the members and cuddle the members, there's those days when he's like, if you touch me, I'm gonna hurt you.
True.
And then I feel like I hate to say this because I want to hug Namjoon so bad, but they're like, no, you're gonna break me. Because we had an intense conversation about my love of Namjoon, even though he's not my bias. Mainly focusing around him and Krabs. But with GOT7, like, I feel like even like Bam Bam, as comfortable as he is in his skin, he does not like, he wants like no parts of skinship.
All right.
Like, and that's just from the way I watch him interacting with other members. Like, mm-hmm. And it's weird, like, when it comes down to it, other than Jackson, I think the one who probably wants skinship the most is Yugyeom.
I see that.
Like, I can imagine them being back in their dorm and then Yugyeom just like coming out, oh my, and like jumping on Jinyoung. But, because even during the tour here in America, Bam Bam had his nails looking flawless.
Huh?
Bam Bam had his nails painted in, like, a galaxy.
He had his nails painted?
Yes, he did. His nails were looking fierce.
Jeez. I love Bam Bam.
We all love Bam Bam. But that was, like, you know, but, like I said, like, as comfortable as he is with himself, when it comes to skinship, it's like,
Yeah, but being comfortable doesn't always necessarily mean skinship.
True. But just looking at the difference between, you know, the skinship here and then skinship in America isn't a thing unless you're a couple. Like, or you have, like, really good friends. Because I had, a couple years ago, it was me and one friend who was a girl and two of my friends who were guys, and we would always have cuddle puddles. But, like, and it was always, no, me and Lauren are in the middle. You two can be on the outside, but me and Lauren are in the middle. So.
I mean, in Korea, we don't hug.
No, we have talked about that. You guys really, you don't.
Yeah, but I mean, like, when it comes to, like, things that are, like, on-camera stuff,
mm-hmm.
we're not really, like, as touchy-feely as we are,
right,
we do that stuff in private. I'm like, I know there's gonna be a lot of people who are like, oh, but I don't do it. That's fan service.
I'm sorry. That's
fan service.
If you think that any member of any group walks around just shamelessly acting cute in the dorm, without a camera being trained on them, it's just fan service. I mean,
a lot.
They might do it if they want something.
There are genuine hugs that idols give, I guess. I wouldn't know. I'm not them.
Right.
But I guarantee you 80% of their hugs and touching and shit is fan service.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I mean, like, unless, like, you know, they want something, like, from the leaders. And then at that point, they would probably act cute to get it.
Right.
But
But other than it's Panther.
I would say even then, I think there is one person who stands out of that group with the fan service, and he just always shamelessly acts cute, which would be Chang.
Oh yeah, of course.
No, I know, but I can just picture one in my head who does it without like a problem, and that's Changbin. Really? Changbin.
Oh my Jesus. No, here's the thing. It is a problem because the rest of Stray Kids hate it.
True. But then the first time I really noticed the differences between the boy groups and the girl groups was actually in their choreography.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a big deal because there's some things that boy groups are allowed to do that girls groups can't.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I was telling Janelle, I introduced my friend who doesn't like K-pop into Red Velvet last night. And he was like, it's all so bright and colorful and cutesy, but all those other music videos you showed me were dark as hell. And I'm like, well, that's because they're boy groups. Like, boy groups get 1 to 2 cutesy concepts maybe at the very beginning of them being an idol, but then it's like, nah. It's gonna progressively get darker and darker. Perfect example of that one is fucking GOT7. Like,
for true. They start out really cute. Like they started out pretty cute, and then
like in the first couple music videos, the cutest thing was Bam Bam's facial expressions,
right?
And you could see the way they all interacted with each other. But you went from I think it was Just Right to Fly, and it was like, wait. The fuck just happened?
See, like, and not only that,
wait, hold on. I gotta point this out. As a new fan, with GOT7, I came in during Never Ever. I had missed the Fly comeback by a couple months. So, yeah, right? So for me, like, you know, when I started watching their music, it jumped all over. And
right.
It literally went from... It went backwards. Because Fly was like one of the first GOT7 videos I watched. And then it was Just Right. And I was like, there's no way in hell these are the same people. These are not the same people.
GOT7's lyrics got more, I guess, depressing or more meaningful,
dude,
I guess.
It was definitely more meaningful.
Before, but like this... Their music now is starting to leave more of an impact.
Yeah.
Like, I cried hearing You Are. No, like, I can't. I guess I cry easily, but...
You Are, like, literally, like, as soon as it started playing and I just saw how gorgeous it was, it was just like I had to... I had my hand on my chest and I was just like, oh my God. Oh my God, like, it was just so beautiful. But like, when I first noticed GOT7 getting darker, I didn't notice it at first until I pointed it out to my coworker, who I had been showing GOT7's music to. And I sent her a theory video. And she actually came to me the next day and went, wait, I have a real question for you. I'm like, okay. And she was like, are they all really dead?
Yeah.
I went, no. Like, what did you think I sent you? A damn documentary? Like, she straight up thought they were all dead after the last part of the trilogy. And I'm like, no.
No. See, they weren't dead, but Agassiz were.
Oh, yeah. Agassiz died. They die every time. Jackson Breeze and Agassiz die. Like, it's just, it's an unhealthy pattern. But it's a pattern.
Like right before Jackson's verse, that you hear that quick breath and obviously you're like, no.
Mm-hmm.
that's what happened.
But it was like, GOT7, they do things.
I mean,
but then like even
going off of meaningful lyrics, but like. I guess, you know, it's not, I feel like girl groups don't get to include the type of, like, meaningful lyrics and the kind of songs that they want to do.
Yeah, definitely not. It with girl groups, it seems to more lean towards bubblegum pop.
Right. But then at the same time, have you ever read the lyrics for, like, What Is Love and, like, Heart Shaker and shit? That song may be upbeat, but them lyrics...
Yeah. No, because when Heart Shaker came out, it had gotten stuck in my head. And so I wanted to show it to one of my other friends because I thought it would be more her style because it was more bubblegum pop. And I'm reading the lyrics and I went, what the hell?
Yeah.
See, and here's what's going to end up happening throughout the course of this podcast. I am more of a boy group stan. I know more about boy groups. Girl groups, I won't have much of an input. I'll have some input, but not much of one. It depends on which group we're talking about.
Right.
Like, Twice, I am not a huge fan of Twice, but I know a lot of their stuff.
Because of me.
Not even just because of you, because I wanted to get into Twice before I started talking to you. But at that point, every time I looked up Twice, the main thing that would pop up would be, like, Cheer Up, and then a bunch of their B-sides, honestly.
I recommend listening to their B-sides, because their B-sides are not the same as their titles.
Right, yeah.
If you think they're very bubblegum pop, they are not. You get into their B-sides, that's where the dark concepts, the meaningful lyrics, like ballads and shit, that's where it's all at for Toy.
But see, because they have that, that should be more of a reason for them to... you know, use one of those tracks as their title track and not just the bubblegum pop.
I hope that they do that soon, but I feel like at some point they're gonna lose fans if they do that.
Because, like, even, like, going back to boy groups for a minute with the same basic problem, look at all of Astro's stuff. Right. Up until, you know, this recent comeback. All of their... the lyrics might have been a little deeper, because, like, Confession song especially... Not Confession oh song, Confession. Confession. Confession song
confession
is got
song
seven.
Got seven.
Sorry. But Confession, the lyrics were a lot deeper, but it was still more cutesy. Right. And that
until,
was...
it was up until this...
This comeback, which was literally, like... And we'll touch more about this next week when we talk with our guest. But...
I cried.
Yeah. As I was reading the lyrics to the rest... I listened to the rest of the album already. And
of course, you think I did.
Of course, they're my babies. But it was like this entire album was them apologizing to Aroha for having to step back and begging them not to leave. And I was like, oh God, like it hit me. Because we almost didn't have them anymore. And for me, without Astro, I wouldn't be here right now. Like, doing a podcast, you know, making hundreds upon hundreds of friends. Without Astro, I would still be not knowing what the hell K-pop was other than BTS.
Mm.
So, for me to think about losing Astro this early on into their careers when they have so much more potential, it hurt. And hearing them beg Aroha to not leave them, it was like... Sorry.
No, it's all good.
I'm okay.
Everything's fine.
I'm okay. Oh, yeah, pretty much.
But, like, I get that. I fully understand that. I mean, I went through the same thing as you did.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was along with the scare of Astro, but I also had the scare of losing Shiny recently.
Right.
So, like, I totally get you. And I feel like I wish girl groups could get this opportunity. Like, I'm also not that well versed in girl groups because I don't look for them. I don't look for their B side stuff like that. I don't go through albums of girl groups and stuff like that. I don't know, like one of the. You know what? Actually, that made me think.
What?
I'm hearing, like, unsuspecting girl groups that most people don't actually think about much.
Right.
G-Friend is like a really well-versed thing. Like, they're out there.
Right.
It is very loud.
I know, I'm sorry. I had to go back inside. And right as I was about to tell you to hold that thought, you kept going. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm still going to go then.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, because I know, like, sometimes, like, when you go to, like, say something, if you get cut off, you forget what the fuck you were going to say.
Yeah, I do that.
No, that's not just you. That's me, too. Like, how many times have I stopped and went, wait a minute. Like.
Yeah.
So, now I have a question because I can't fully see this picture that you've sent me that is the background for our recording right now. Who am I looking at?
You are looking at the entire Cube family, which includes B2B. Hang on, I will look at all the groups under Cube Entertainment.
Because it looks like a lot, but it doesn't look like that many.
There we go. Cube Entertainment. They, hang on. Okay. So, fucking, sorry. Okay. They have, I can't read any of this. Hang on. I can't see because I am blind. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm. Because I tried, like, zooming in to see, but I couldn't tell.
Okay. They have Hyuna, Jokwon, Jang Hyun Sung, B2B, CLC, Pentagon, G-Idol.
Okay.
They had... They did have 4MINUTE.
Mm-hmm.
And GNA. But 4MINUTE disbanded, Beast left and became Highlight.
Yeah.
And I think GNA expanded.
I have no idea. I know certain companies very well, but others not so much.
They also hold actors of Na Jung Chan, Yook Sung Jae, Lee Min Hyuk, Elki, and Kwon Eun Bin.
Right over my head, but thanks for that information. but,
There you go. That's everyone in Cube Entertainment.
Okay. But another thing I noticed among certain, both of them actually, some of them seem to take one genre or one concept and stick with that concept.
Ah, yes.
Especially in BAP's early stuff.
Yeah.
Like...
Usually, I feel like that's because a lot of companies assign a concept to a group, and they're like, this is your concept, roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's the type of music they put out. And I feel like, the thing is that girl groups don't get concepts at all.
Not at all. If anything,
the last one of the two.
Literally, like, they're like Astro. They don't get concepts, they get seasons.
Right.
Because we were talking about this the other day, and I pointed it out. Like, so if somebody were to ask me what my favorite concept of Astro was, I would just give them a season of the year, because they don't get concepts, they get seasons.
Right.
Like, autumn, spring up, autumn story, winter dream, summer vibes, then you had the dreams, and now rise up.
Right.
Like, girl groups are the same way, if you look at it. Heart Shaker had more of a winter theme to it.
You got Dance the Night Away that had that summer vibe.
Had a summer vibe, you know, even, What is Love still had, like, that summer movie vibe.
Right.
Like, Then TT, they had the Halloween vibe. Like, they don't get concepts, they get seasons.
Right, they make a song fit to that time of year.
Right.
And I just want to see, like, I would, but that doesn't really go for Mama Moo, because Lin and Beast have concepts, and, like, so does their music.
Right.
So I feel like Mama Moo's one of those girl groups. Do you want to talk about choreography? Actually, no. No, there's something I want to bring up.
Hmm?
Really quickly, can we like stop for a second? Because the Nolan, she got hate because she wore stockings that showed off her legs. But yet, male idols can rip their shirts off and wear shorts and shit, and we're okay with that?
Hold on. Jesse did a whole fucking MV in a damn bikini.
Exactly. But yet he only gets paid for wearing stockings on a live stage.
I mean, if you want to follow that one, just look at Blah. As much as I love Blah Blah's one song and their one outfit for the one song, if any member of Blah Blah bends over a certain way, you are going to see more than their ass cheeks. I'm talking about that white outfit that they wear.
I know.
Yeah. You're going to see more than just their ass cheeks. I don't know why y'all are bitching.
Exactly. I don't get it. It makes no fucking sense. Okay, so if Hilden can't show off her legs, does that mean that male idols can't lift up their shirts? Oh, but no. No, you wouldn't, right? Because you like seeing that because, right? So
yeah.
What's the difference?
Hold on,
there
wait.
Are people who like
just following choreography and costumes alone. Just switching between, here is the double standard here once again. She can't wear stockings. Vix can come out in chokers and chains.
Wait! What the fuck? I don't get it. And then like they take out certain parts of girl group choreo because it's too sexual. Like they removed like light thrusting on the floor, but yet male idols can do the same fucking thing.
Half of fucking BTS choreo is air humping.
Right. So how can they perform that on stage, but yet fucking I can't remember the group name, but they can't do a slight fucking chest movement?
I think it's why I think this is another reason I prefer Jessie more. Like, as much as I love K-pop and a lot of the choreographies, Jesse, even this latest MV and this latest choreo has so much more of a Western feel to it that it's a little more achievable.
Right.
Like, from a dancer point of view. Yeah, like, I can do, like, a little light chest roll. It ain't gonna look right. It's gonna look like I fucking spasmed. Like, but, you know, you take the other female idols who can do whatever the fuck they want with the choreo, and it's a little more achievable.
Right. I don't get it. I understand Korea's still stuck in that, like, olden theme, I guess.
Right.
But we progressed so much. Like, I feel like, but we've gotten past the whole women are less than men, didn't we? Like, didn't we get through that already? Because aren't we tackling the whole gay thing right now?
Because, yeah. I just realized, I just thought of another example in my head. I can come up with examples of this shit all night. It's going to go backwards in time slightly. It's going to start in the present and go slightly backwards. If you look at BTS's performance here in America, Fake Love, Jungkook ripped his shirt up. You almost saw his damn nipple. Now, I'm thinking back to when they were doing a V Live, and Boy did a flip, and Namjoon ran up behind him and pulled his shirt down because his shirt rode up. That was just his back.
No.
We almost saw his damn tit, and you're worried about his back?
See, they do that all the time.
Whoa. I will find his video and link it to you later. In another performance.
No.
There's a different Korean performance. A Fake Love that I'm talking about. During the sequence where they're fighting each other, Namjoon goes to, like, pull at Cook's shirt like he normally does, but he ripped all the buttons off. And so Jungkook went from wearing, like, you know, a nice Y shirt to, like, a fucking, you know, it was a V-neck at that point. And it was a deep V-neck. I'm like...
They would have just counted that as a stage accident.
Right. Or even a Namjoon accident. Let's just... But, you know... But that's, it's the same basic concept. Let's say if they wanted to go... Even, I think it was a variety show. There was a couple of variety shows, but the one that popped in my head first was an older variety show, and this guy, like, kind of rolled backwards, and he ripped his pants wide open. And even then, it happened again on Weekly Idol with GOT7, with Mark and Jackson. Jackson went to go pick Mark up by the pocket of his pants, and he ripped his pants.
And Jin Young flew straight over to cover him.
Yeah, dude, I've never seen Jin Young move so quick in my life. But it's same thing. Like, you know, it's that double. If that happened to a girl, they'd halt. Help! Stop everything. Nope. Stop it. Mark, they sat. Mark, they sat there for a minute, and Mark's going, "Wait, what happened?" Like. With boy groups, they'll tend to, like, wait to see how bad the damage is. But when girls, it stop everything.
Right. Like, on Weekly Idol, I think it was AOA. I can't remember. It might be AOA, but I'm not positive.
Mm-hmm.
They went and they started measuring the girls' weight.
Really?
Yeah. And one of the members said, "I'm not comfortable. I don't want to do this." They made her do it. Like, her members picked her up and like, measured her weight.
I think I did see part of that.
And I was like, why? She said she didn't want to do it. She said she wasn't comfortable. Like,
right, like...
I don't get that. But yet, we don't go out here measuring...
Guys' waist.
You know, like the boys' waist or, like, their muscles or whatever. But yet, we go measuring the girls' waist.
Like, I under... okay. Sorry, I don't know if you can hear that or not. And if...
I do hear that. All I heard was, fuck you!
but... Another thing... I lost the train of thought real quick. Give me a second. I'll have my train of thought... Talk about... Oh, I was gonna say that's a perfect segue into the next point of the double standards.
No. Dieting.
Dieting. Yep.
I read your mind.
Because you know me so well.
I do. Yeah, dieting is a big problem.
Dieting is a huge problem, especially among the female K idols.
No.
Because it seems like, just from what I've seen, the men don't have it.
No, they do. They do have diet.
Not as bad as the girls do, though.
Oh, of course. Their diets get simple, but the girls, see, I'm pretty sure you know this, but it's easier for a girl to gain weight than it is a boy.
Oh, yeah. But
so I feel like their diets are stricter because they don't want to gain weight in any sort of way.
I would say,
there's a lot of idols that I know that either had to forcefully gain weight by force.
Right.
Or to forcefully lose weight by force.
Right.
I actually, hang on, I have a list on my YouTube about idols who have lost or gained weight.
I was like, because, like, it seems like with a lot of the guys, it's like, oh, if you need to lose weight, just go to the gym more.
Okay. Extreme diet and weight loss. Gugudan Kangmina, her weight loss. Sunmi.
Susie, IU.
Weight gain and body shame. Really? Diet and weight gain yo-yo effect. Orange Caramel Lizzie.
Because I remember reading Susie and IU's diets, what they had to do. And
right.
I got genuinely scared for them.
Right. SNSD Taeyeon, lady called Sujung, her battle with anorexia. BTS's Jimin, IU.
Jimin's another one who scared me.
Yes. Oh my god, Jinny, her battle with anorexia in which she had to leave the group.
Mm-hmm.
SNSD Tiffany and Red Velvet's Wendy.
Really? I didn't know about Wendy.
Yes. Okay. We'll go through everyone on this list. So Wendy, she went through an extreme weight loss. It was bad.
Yeah.
She's skinny on her own, but she had very thick thighs. All her weight went to her thighs and her face.
I was like, I noticed that when I was showing Rob Red Velvet yesterday, because we watched Ice Cream Cake, and I thought she looked so fucking cute. But then you get peekaboo.
Watch Red Flavor and try to point her out. She looks totally different.
Like, it was, because when Rob and I watched, we went from, I didn't show him Red Flavor, but we went from Peekaboo to Ice Cream Cake.
Right.
And you could definitely see the difference. But I still think, like, even Ice Cream Cake Wendy, she's still, like, she's adorable.
But the thing was that she was getting hate for being, you know, very thick-thighed. And, like, people were saying that she wasn't trying as hard because her members were also losing weight and whatever. But, like, they were losing weight healthily. Like, they were being healthy about it. But Wendy, I don't think she was losing weight at all or something. And people started like,
another thing that people tend to forget with females, as easy as it is for us to gain the weight, it is twice as hard for us to get it off.
Right.
Like, I've been working at trying to lose weight for over 2 years, and I am well over 250 pounds. No, I'm good, thank you. I'm positive. All right. Love you, too. Sorry about that.
I can actually show you her weight loss.
But, like, for me personally, like, I walk 2 miles a day. I eat, but I don't eat. Like, if I eat more than 2 meals a day, I feel sick.
Right.
And at that point, like, when I first started losing weight, I was approaching 300 pounds. For me to be 250 right now, and I've been working at this for 2 or 3 years, that should definitely tell them something. Especially because, like, it's not like I'm sedentary at work. I'm not working a desk job. I work at a restaurant. I'm running around a lot. Whether it's going down to get stuff out of the basement or running into the back room for stuff, running across the street. I don't exactly stand still.
Mm-hmm.
So, for that to be going on for 3 years and I'm still pretty heavy, it's hard. So, to expect any idol to lose X amount of pounds in X amount of days, it's just fucking ridiculous.
Right, and I sent you the photo of what she looked like during that era.
Well, I will look at it later, this way I don't flash your phone number.
Cool. Basically, she was getting hate for her weight, and she started to become very cautious. And then, I think Red Velvet dropped off the grid for a bit. Between their comeback, Wendy wasn't seen much.
Right.
And then when they finally came back with Red Flavor, she was thinner than ever. Thinner than ever. I'm talking, her arms were so hollow, it wasn't even funny. Like, you could see all of her arms.
Yes, I figured out how to look at that picture without flashing your phone number, so I was able to look. But it was cool. You can definitely, like, see the difference.
Yeah, and she only got worse from there. That was only the beginning.
Right.
And throughout the entire Red Flavor era, I assume she wasn't eating.
I think it's the same.
And like in that photo I sent you, you don't see her rib cage, right?
No, not at all. I see abs.
Right. It was like that for a little while, and then as she kept doing stages and stuff. I think I can find another photo, actually. Hang on.
All right.
You got to see her ribs more. And I don't think it was healthy, and I don't condone it at all.
Right. Wait, hold on one second. I gotta take my headset out. I'm gonna get two to go as well. Yeah, and I'm trying to avoid the nut job. I know, right? Dude, she's beating the shit out of her friend. All right then. Sorry.
Just to give you an idea of how bad it got. Oh no, this photo is even better.
My question is, when did Susie have to go on her diet? So I'm trying to picture her. Every time I picture Susie, I don't necessarily picture her now because I know it's after the weight loss. But when you look at pictures of her from Dream High, you could tell she still had a little bit more. She was a little more. She wasn't overly skinny. She was a healthy weight.
Right.
And then it was shortly after I finished Dream High, I was midway through While You Were Sleeping when I realized exactly how much weight she had lost. And when I looked into it and I realized what they made her do, I was like, wait, hold up.
Yeah. I don't know.
But it's like I had mentioned before, IU's diet and Susie's diet scared me.
For sure. I hate that people were starting to do that thing. Where it's like, I tried the IU diet for X amount of time. I did the Susie diet for X amount of time.
I was like, because I saw that too, and I'm like, are you trying to kill yourselves?
Like, don't. Guys, I understand losing weight is very important, especially in Korean culture. That's how it is. Skinny is what's better. Don't lose it by force. Lose it healthily and naturally.
Exactly.
With a good diet and good exercise, and if you stick to it, you will lose weight.
Right.
It's going to take time. You just need to be devoted to it.
Right. Don't expect it to happen overnight. Which is, I hate to say, that's what these diets will do to you.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly for the fact of how intense they are. I use diet with cucumber water.
Mm-hmm.
It was straight up. She was, 3 times a day, she was allowed to drink cucumber water or lemon water. She wasn't allowed to eat the cucumber, she wasn't allowed to eat the lemon. She just had to, drink the water. That's not healthy for anybody.
Right.
And then Susie's was a handful of greens in the morning, maybe a salad for lunch, and then maybe a salad for dinner.
The one that blew up was an apple for breakfast, a sweet potato for lunch, and then a protein shake for dinner.
Wow.
That was the one that blew up.
Because, it's one thing to want to avoid carbs, but I'm Italian. That shit ain't happening. That's another thing is, I just genuinely like food. don't be thinking that, these idols have it perfect.
They don't. And
not at all.
There has been, speaking in the case of Oh My Girl, mm-hmm. Oh My Girl's Jeanette, she had to leave the group because of her eating disorder. She was originally just going on a diet, and then it turned into more because, things like that happen when you're in the spotlight like that.
Right.
And so,
I think that's pretty much what happened to Jimin as well from BTS.
Oh, of course. Jimin's was scary.
And I've mentioned it before. I wasn't a part of BTS when Jimin's thing happened. But when I read about it, and it's like he wouldn't eat for days.
Right.
It's like, it's, especially because it was all, if you think about it, here's one thing we are going to learn about Jimin, and we're going to learn it right now, and you're going to sit the fuck down and shut up and listen. The little bit of weight that is still in his cheeks, he's not going to be able to get rid of that. He's going to have that for the rest of his life, and personally, I think it's adorable. when it boils down to it, I'd rather look at debut Jimin than now Jimin.
Right.
Because now Jimin, with the way that Jimin lost his weight, it's such a scary thought. You guys were all so obsessed about his fucking abs, and if he didn't have them anymore, he wouldn't be attractive. What would you do if he died? From the way he lost this weight.
Because it's a real thing. Eating disorders kill thousands of people a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. And basically what you're saying by, oh, well, I like Jiminy better with his abs, or Jiminy should lose some weight. You are encouraging that shit.
You are. 100%.
Especially since he has admitted to not eating much. Just from that, that's your sign to shut up and love Jimin for who he is and encourage him to eat more.
Exactly.
Encourage him to gain weight, not lose it.
And then another thing that this isn't a double standard for girls or boy groups. This is in general. I understand you want to see them more. You want to see them do more. But they need to sleep as well.
True.
Especially like when it comes around promotion times, if you can't see how tired your idol looks in their face, you're not a fan.
Right.
I'm sorry. Like it was at a point that I was watching a solo V Live. I can't remember who it was, but I went to translate just so they could see it in Korean. And I went, "You look tired, please take a nap." While everyone else is going, "Oh my god, speak English. Where's this person? Where's that person? There's me. Take a nap, please." I don't know if it's the Oma half of me, but I'm like, I'm more worried about you sleeping and eating well than watching you perform.
Right.
But like I said, I don't know if that's the Oma side of me or the decent human side of me.
I think they go hand in hand.
I think it does.
There's both. There's actually a weight loss that I do want to talk about.
Okay.
And it's EXO Schumann.
Okay.
Because I feel like a lot of EXO-Ls don't actually know about this.
You showed me pictures from his weight loss, and again, I got scared.
Yeah, Schumann was bad.
Schumann's was really bad.
Out of all of the male idols that I've seen lose weight, Schumann, to me, was the worst one. The thing is that Schumann had always been very skinny to begin with. His natural body is technically petite.
Right.
So, he had a lot of baby fat in his face.
And it's adorable.
It is so adorable. I love him to death. He's my bias. Not even if he wasn't my bias, I'd still love him.
I was like, you just heard about how he went off about Jimin. He's not my bias.
Right. His cheeks, they were so cute. And at that time of, this was right before Growl. Just
right.
To put you in that timeline.
Got it.
Right before, a little bit before Growl, you know, this wasn't long after debut.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people started realizing, because when EXO debuted, Schumann had always been in that awkward gray area. Like,
right.
No one really liked him. No one really hated him. He was just unknown.
Right. They didn't like him. They didn't dislike him. It was fine.
Right. They were just like, Schumann is Schumann, whatever, we don't care. Look at, like, Baekhyun, I don't know, I just picked a random number.
You just picked a member, it's fine.
Right. And so, like, they never paid attention to Schumann. So when people started noticing Schumann for his, like, eyes and stuff, yeah, his eyes is what drew a lot of people in. People started realizing his cheeks. They were like, and then people started making comments. They're like, Schumann doesn't work as hard as the other members.
Right.
Because look at all the baby fat he still has in his cheeks. Oh, Schumann isn't healthy, or like, Schumann's fat and all this other shit. And
the thing is, what people don't seem to realize, baby fat, if it does not dissolve naturally, especially in the face, it's not going anywhere.
His His was probably going to dissolve naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't... He has it, but not much anymore.
Right.
Ever since he gained all his good back, he's been maintaining his weight healthily.
Right.
He works, he exercises healthily, and he eats well and all that. And don't worry, everyone makes sure. Trust me. So around after like those comments started to get to him, it was a little while before Growl came out. People had noticed Schumann was losing a lot of weight, and then Growl finally came out.
Right.
And he was, if you have never seen the Growl NB, I suggest go watch it. Go look at Schumann compare him to everyone else, and you will see how small he's gotten.
Right.
And then go watch an MV from a year before, or maybe like 2 years before, and you'll notice how much weight he's lost.
Right.
He was so bad to the point where, like, you know, when they would go on like radio shows and variety and stuff, they'd be like, "Oh, Schumann's lost some weight," and he would make comments like, "Oh, I didn't just lose weight. No, I remember this one specific radio." They were on the radio and they go, "Oh, I see Schumann's gained some muscle." And he goes, "Oh, I didn't gain muscle. There's just less fat covering it." And I was like, "Schumann, baby."
See, that's why this is why I can't be near any K-pop idol. I don't care if I like your group or not. I will feed you. I don't care if I have to mash it up and put it in a damn tube. I will feed you.
And
I can say, honestly, me wanting to feed people, because I want to feed you, like, you being Jinal. Like, I just want to, like, I'm Italian. We love feeding people. My grandmother is 82 years old. She watches Mnet America. We've talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
She looked at Jimin and went, "Oh my God, he's so cute." Then she looked at them all and she went, "They need food." I was like, "I'll tell you what, Grandma, I will find the address, I will write to their company, I will say my grandmother wants to feed your idols, individually fly them to America, my grandmother will feed them, and they will return very, very healthy." Because that's the Italian way. We want to feed people. Like, we don't... Literally, I've had friends my grandmother had never met before, and she went, "Oh, are you hungry?"
Jesus.
Yeah, that's just, like I said, it's the Italian way. So when me and her watch Mnet together, 9 out of 10, when I tell them, I tell her the idol's actual ages, she doesn't believe me.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're so petite. She's used mm-hmm. to people, I don't even want to say it's because it's America. She's used to the fact that my cousins and I, because we're all around the same age,
mm-hmm.
we all eat a certain amount. She knows the amount we all eat.
Mm-hmm.
So when I told her about the IU diet, she went, "That's not enough. She needs food." Like, it's just, it. And you're right, it's an 100% attitude change. Like, it goes from, "Oh, look at them, they're so adorable. Why aren't they eating?" Like,
and then, like, Satan, like, the Satan voice, "They need food."
Mm-hmm. Like, no, please, no, oh my God, because I know, like, in some cultures, it's very customary, like, if you don't know the person, to turn down things offered to you.
Right.
But you would not be able to do that in an Italian household. It's like, I said eat.
I'm scared for when I come over.
No, because, like, they know I don't eat a lot anymore, so they won't be as on you about it. Because
see, the thing is that you only eat like what, 2 meals a day? I eat less than you.
Okay, let me read it this. Sometimes I eat 2 meals a day. Some days I eat one. Most of the times when I'm at work, I only eat one meal.
Again, I eat less than you. I eat like a snack and like that's it.
Pretty much. But if as long as you make it look like you ate a lot more, they'll leave you alone.
How the fuck do I do that?
You mix things up.
Ah, okay. Wait, no, I don't like my food.
Listen, you want help or not? But So, like, basically, because Italians themselves associate dinner time and food with family. They associate it with love, happiness, all the positive things. That's what they associate with dinner. So, dinner's the time, you normally you come down, you come, you sit, you talk about your day, you talk about if you haven't seen each other for a while, like my family does, and we only get together on holidays for the most part, what you've been up to since the last time you saw each other. Like stuff like that. So in that sense, she wants idols to feel that same thing. But because a lot of times, especially in groups like GOT7, BTS, ASTRO, groups where there's more than like two members, it's hard to all sit down and eat dinner as one. So for when she hears stuff like that, she associates that with they're not happy. My grandmother has a logic to her insanity.
Damn.
So
That makes me feel bad about my family, because my family, we like even like the one that I live with now, we don't eat together. We never eat together. And especially the family at home in Busan, we barely ate together. Like sometimes it's just me and my dad, or it's me and my mom, or just my dad and my mom. Like I never, it was never all of us at once.
I'm sorry, I just remembered something that made me giggle. To this day,
What?
my grandfather, it's been about 5 years since he passed away. And my grandmother, to this day, struggles to cook for just herself. Because she got used to first feeding seven people, because she, no, five people, four kids and her. Then every Sunday, it was still four kids, her husband, and then her grandkids, as we all came along and were able to eat solid food. Then it moved down to just two, her and my grandfather. Then it moved to three, which would include me. Stayed with three for about 7, 8 years. Then had to go back down to two, me and her. Then I moved out, so now she's cooking for her. So a lot of times when she cooks, she'll call me. She goes, "I have leftovers, come get them." And that just made me smile. She always calls me when she has leftovers.
Oh, I love
My grandmother's gonna think you're the cutest thing ever, just warning you now.
Oh, Jesus. I already deal with y'all assholes on the Amino.
Yeah. You're slowly becoming accustomed to it.
Slowly.
But,
But I mean, have you looked at my Amino bio recently?
Nope.
No, I changed it. I'll tell you what it is. Cut this out, by the
Okay. Wait, hold on.
I'm gonna.
Hold on. I'm gonna. All right, we're back from that. But like that's why it's like my grandmother, whenever we watch a lot of, because me and her, when we do watch Mnet, whenever we tune into it's always the live stages. And she looks at them and she just wants to feed them. And like I already stated, she equates food with love. So that's her way of telling the idols that she likes them. So if they were to, if I were, if for some ungodly reason I won a fucking contest, I'd be like, hold up, we gotta stop somewhere first. I don't care who, like I said, I don't care if I like the group or not. We're going to my grandmother's and she will feed them. Especially because, like, when I told her about like Susie's diet and I use diet, she got mad. I was like, "Do you want me to find the? Do you want to write a letter and I'll mail it to the company? Like, what do you want?"
Sorry, I got distracted.
You're fine.
I
I can't.
opened the Amino, and there's a video that Destiny put up of Shit K at Water Bomb. Do you know what Water Bomb is?
No, but before we go into the story, I was gonna say I kind of said everything I planned on saying. So do we want to just cut it here?
Sure.
Okay. So that was this week's podcast. Next week we will have a special guest. And we will be
Very
talk
special guest.
a very special guest, and we will be talking about the past 3 to 4 comebacks of this month.
Are we gonna be talking about cards? We better talk about cards.
Okay, then five. Because we were going to talk about 17, Astro, Stray Kids. Well, I'll throw a card in there. And then, was it Mamamoo that just came back?
Who?
What group did we watch together? I think it was Mamamoo.
Yeah, Mamamoo.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Was it Mamamoo that just came back? Wait,
I
is
thought
it?
you said Momoland.
No, I said Mamamoo. I just mumbled it and said it quickly.
Okay.
But I believe that is next week, right? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, next week would be August 5th. Okay. We're oof. I already told Rob, don't bother me that day.
Oh, but you know what? It's the 28th, which means you know what's coming up.
Of course I do, and of course you know what we're doing.
You thought I died before. You hate me.
You
Oh.
ain't seen Jin'o die yet.
Anyways, thanks for tuning in to this podcast. See
Thanks
you next week.
for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next time. And yeah, follow us on all our socials. We literally Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. We have them
Instagram.
all. We post this on the Amino. I might start posting this on the K-pop Amino as well because I did mention that we had a podcast and it did seem like people were interested in it. So I might start posting them on there as well. So yeah, if you have any things you want us to talk about in the future, please hit us up on one of those social medias and we will talk about it amongst ourselves and get back to you. So until then, good night.
Good night.
Bye bye.
Bye.